All right, here we go with Boots and Salutes at 306-938-0600, toll-free 1-800-667-3727. Here's the Internet News Poll question. Would you like to see Saskatoon implement a grant program to support businesses, helping them recoup costs from vandalism and crime? Well, 63% have said yes to that. Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, I got to boot that fella, have a good day fella, that tells us he's got a ranch in Montana. Well, maybe you should start looking after the cattle you got. Oh, what a hallucination.
Boots and Salutes, hello.
Good morning. I'd like to give a big boot to Mark Carney, the man of the hour, who's going to save the day with Trump. And he turns around and bows to Trump again when Trump cuts off all the talks for tariffs. And to think we could have had Pierre Poilievre, a man, to run our country. Way to go, elbows up. Have a lovely day.
Hey, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to boot Swift Current Saskatchewan's Frontier Days parade. There's more fire trucks and city equipment than there is old cars. And I don't know why they withheld, the sponsors withheld $900,000 from the Toronto Pride Parade, but I salute them. Thank you, CJWW.
Boots and Salutes, good morning. Hey, good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I would like to salute Nurse Pam at the Saskatoon Cancer Center for being a guardian angel to so many patients for 27 years, and today is her last day. Happy retirement. Hope your day is good.
That is awesome. Thank you for that call this morning. Boots and Salutes, hello.
Yeah, it sounds like the trade talks are really going good with Carney. As soon as he implements something, Donald Trump just shuts everything down and he automatically gives in. That's the reason why he's keeping everything under, so nobody, not public with the negotiations, because they're not going good. If they were, that they'd be the first ones bringing it out how good they're doing.
Boots and Salutes, hello.
Good morning. Big salute to everybody working today.
Right on. Hey there, Boots and Salutes.
Thinks a rancher is becoming a whiny farmer. Sounds like complains about everything. Politics.
Boots and Salutes, hello.
Hey, big salute for Canada Day and Mark Carney. People better not work tomorrow because Carney is the GOAT. We need to go to war for him. Can't wait for the draft. I'll be deployed in tanks, snipers. Me and the boys will roll out in the trenches. We can't wait for it. And I know Larry Peterson loves Carney too. So thank you.
Boots and Salutes, hello.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, and you?
Good. I would like to scoot your channel. I would like to scoot our Saskatchewan Rough Riders. A huge win, and the farmers.
Right on.
Firefighters. Thanks. And the weather.
Thanks for the call. Yeah, Riders 4-0. How about this? 10th time in program history and the 5th time in the row, the Saskatoon Valkyries hoisting Western Women's Canadian Football League trophy on Saturday. They defeated the Edmonton Arctic Pride by a final score of 28-0. That is awesome to see. 5 in a row. Man, the football programs here in Saskatoon, unbelievable. Boots and Salutes, good morning. Hey, good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hey, good morning. Blah, blah, blah. Get to work.
306-938-0600 and toll-free 1-800-667-3727. Let's go back to our Internet News Poll question here. How about this? A grant program to support businesses, helping them recoup costs from vandalism and crime. 63% of you say yes to that. What do you think that would look like? Where would that money be coming from? Would it be a federal grant, do you think? Would it come from the provincial level? Not too sure. Of course, vandalism and crime is all up here in Saskatoon. It's honestly up in bigger cities around the province in the last decade or so. So do you think that's a good idea for helping out some of our business owners out there? Hey, Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. You know, I want to boot these guys. I think that they can do so much better than Carney. Feel free. Sign up. Let's get at her.
Boots and salutes. Hello.
Morning. Big salute to all the caretakers that are making the schools purdy for the next year again. And big salute to David Lewandowski of the Blades. He got Oilers draft pick. Beautiful. Have a good day.
Yeah, that was awesome to hear for sure last week. Hey, boots and salutes. Good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to give a big salute to Pierre Poilievre because he will run this country better. And if not, we still have Western independence. Oh, by the way, I pay Americans to look after my ranch in Montana, and I pay real Canadians to look after my ranch up here. Have a lovely day.
Boots and salutes. Good morning.
Good morning. I got a big boot for all those workers in certain businesses. You're in Canada. You speak English on the job. You don't speak your foreign language. Thank you.
Boots and salutes. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. The gentleman that called on Friday saying, throw those guys in jail, that these young people or whatever. No, don't do that. Put them in the military. We'll boost our personnel, and the military will definitely smack the dickens out of them. Thank you.
Hey, boots and salutes.
Good morning, yes. I'd like to salute my beautiful Prime Minister for all his hard work. Thank you very much.
Boots and salutes, hello.
Good morning. I'd like to boot the guy that calls in every day to boot Carney. I don't like Carney at all, but I'd like to boot Poilievre and Carney. Get a real job, guy. You're super annoying.
Boots and salutes, hello.
Hey, good morning, Ben. I would like to salute everybody that salutes Canada Day on Canada Day because Canada is a great country, so tomorrow get out and support it. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Boots and salutes. Good morning.
Blah, blah, blah.
306-938-0600 and toll free 1-800-667-3727. Can take maybe one or two calls here this morning. How about a salute to Aaron Bowers as well, swimming the English Channel today, 12 to 16 hours in the water. She's the daughter of Saskatchewan sports icon Kelly Bowers. And planned to swim last year. There was some uncooperative weather, so this time around, yeah, she's been in the water for about, oh my goodness, like 11 hours now, and has set a goal to raise $10,000 for Jumpstart 2, which is just crazy. So big salute to her. I'd be sunburnt and totally out of gas within, oh, probably an hour of that swim myself. But, yeah, Aaron is an absolute trooper out there today. That's going to do it for Boots and Salutes this morning. There is no Boots and Salutes tomorrow, with it being the stat holiday and Canada Day.